Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to 1 Samuel chapter 27. Something of a short chapter, but there are a couple of really good lessons in it. First Samuel 27, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, If I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gezrites and the Amalekites, for those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, Whither have ye made a road today? And David said, Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, Lest they should tell on us, saying, So did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, He hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him, therefore he shall be my servant forever. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. You remember when we were reading chapter 26, I told you that David was about to depart the coasts of Israel. And one thing that he said that was tantamount to doing was people telling him, go serve other gods. Well, here he is in the land of the Philistines. Now, the land of the Philistines is, if you're looking at a map of Palestine, you have the Sea of Galilee up here, you have the River Jordan here, and you have the Dead Sea here. And then off to the west, you have the mountains of Judea where David had been dwelling. You remember we talked about that earlier today. All right, go further west and a little bit further south, and you come to the coastal plain that runs up all the way to Ashdod, all the way up along the coast there. And that is the land of the Philistines. Now today, in today's language, the southern part of that is a very hotly contested piece of land called the Gaza Strip. It's along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea at the southern part, where the Mediterranean Sea ceases going north and begins to turn and heads farther west. In that final section right there, just before it begins to turn, we call that the Gaza Strip. And that, and north of there is the land of the Philistines. And that's where Ziklag is. It's on that coastal plain that kind of, you know, you have on this side Jordan, you have hills. And then you have the Jordan River Valley. And then you have the mountains, the hills of Judea, and then we slope down to the Mediterranean Sea. And it's on that coastal slope, that nice coastal slope where you get up in the morning, you throw open the doors of your tent and you see out over the Mediterranean Sea. It's a beautiful area. Even today, it's a beautiful area. And so that's where the Philistines are, and that's where David is when he goes to Achish, and Achish gives him Ziklag. Now, what's interesting about this passage is, why does David go to Achish? Why does he go to Gath? Why does he go to the Philistines? It's a very interesting thing, because we've already talked about this. You remember that there was a point when Ahimelech came to him, and he became the priest, and he had an ephod, right? And in that ephod was a Urim and Thummim, right? And a couple of chapters ago, David had a decision to make. What does he do? He inquires of the Lord, so they pull the stones, right? What does David do here? And David said in his heart, I shall now depart from Saul. What did David fail to do? He failed to inquire of the Lord. You see that? So failing to inquire of the Lord, would you expect a good result from that or a negative result from that? Well, we would expect a negative result, wouldn't we? And the negative result is that he is now associated with Achish, the king of Gath, the sworn enemy of the people of Israel. Now he is associated with Achish, and he is going to be king of Israel. The Lord has told him so, and yet now he has gone and associated himself with the enemies of Israel. And that association turns out to be for David an association that engenders lying. Lying. We've seen David lie before, haven't we? And here we see again, we see David lying. Now, David is granted Ziklag. Now, Ziklag is an interesting city. It was a city that was given to Judah during the conquest. And they had lost it to the Philistines. And so David, in his prosecution of his not-so-righteous course, the Lord brings a righteous end out of it. In other words, he gives Ziklag back to Judah and to the kings of Judah. But not only Ziklag, the Geshurites, the Gezrites, and the Amalekites. Well, the Amalekites, of course, he's picking up where Saul left off. But in the Geshurites, in Joshua 13:2, these were one of the remnants of the conquest that had not yet been taken up, and David takes care of them. In Gezer, or the Gezrites, Joshua 16:3-10, again, this was a place that belonged to the land of promise. And so the Lord was indeed bringing something good out of it, but that does not excuse David for associating himself with the ungodly, does it? We are not pragmatic theologians in that if we get a good end out of it, what we did must have been all right. We don't do evil that good may come, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6, right? Is that true? That's correct. That's right. Can I have an amen? Amen, right? We do not do evil that good may come. Good does come out of David's actions here, but he refuses to call upon the name of the Lord and communes with his own heart in this decision where he should have, when he had opportunity, exercised the Urim and Thummim to know what he should have done in that day. He ended up down with Achish. And so when he comes back from the slaughter of the Gezerites, the Geshurites, and the Amalekites, Achish says, well, what you been doing? And he says, oh, well, I went against the south of Judah and against the south of the Jezreelites and the south of the Kenites. In other words, in that south border there. And really, that south border, that's, you know, Judah came over toward the Mediterranean Sea. It was supposed to go all the way, but in those days, there was that strip that was left there, and then there's that way to Shur, and going down to Shur, it went all the way over to Egypt. And so David said, well, this is where I've been. I've been over here. Well, guess what? Gezer is up here. Now, the Geshurites were down here. The Amalekites were down here. But Gezer is up here. And what David gave Achish the impression of was that he made an incursion into Judah and attacked Judah, because Achish's comment on that whole thing is, oh, look, he's become odious in the sight of his own people. He'll serve me forever. He should never have attacked his own people. But now that he's done so, he's going to be my servant forever. And so David lied to Achish and gave him the impression that he had attacked Israel when he had not. In this, David is man-pleasing, isn't he, instead of God-pleasing. Now, that is not to say that David did no good on those journeys. Of course he did. The Lord brought good out of it. But the Lord is able to bring good out of our evil actions and yet never excuse us for the evil that we have done. So we need to understand here that what David does is good in some respects and evil in other respects, in that he tells a lie to Achish. Notice that Achish believes him. Of course, then David got by with his lie. And that's the worst thing for David's soul, right? All right, thus ends the reading of 1 Samuel chapter 27. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of Psalms.